Praise the Lord. Message number 54. The title of the message, Sheltering Our Children is God's Mandate for Holiness. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you because you are a mindful God who sent us your word and the teaching that we need in our life in order for us to follow you and walk in your ways. We pray, Lord, that your name will be lifted up and glorified. And whatever purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished in the life of your people. Lord, put verses and statement and words from your throne so that the message will be clear to each and everyone who listen. Lord, let your name be lifted up and Lord glorified. Take the message with the power of the Holy Spirit and make it reach those who are waiting to hear your word and to know your will. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Who say the sheltering of children is something not good? Let us read the word of God in Psalm 61, verse 3 and 4. The word sheltering came from the word shelter. It means something to protect, something that you can hide and be protected from harms and damage and threats. David said about the Lord, and he spoke to the Lord, "For you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the foe. I long to dwell in your tent forever and take refuge in the shelter of your wings." David was longing to dwell in the tent of the Lord and take refuge in the shelter of his wing. So God was a shelter to David. God was sheltering David and protecting him. The same here. As parents, we need to shelter and protect our children. We need to be a refuge to them. When they are in danger, they should find a protection in our life for them. As God, the Father, protects us, we are His children. We do the same for our children. We protect them from the threat that they are not ready yet to face. Children, they cannot be independent. Some they say, children, you must leave them alone. They must do what they like. They must go where they like. You give them freedom. But children, they are not ready to face the threats and the temptation and the hazards of the world that is around them. God gave you and gave me children, and we are responsible before the Lord to be a good steward to what the Lord had entrusted to us. Joel chapter 3, verse 16, speaking about the word shelter and refuge. The Lord will roar from Zion and thunder from Jerusalem. The earth and the sky will tremble. But the Lord will be a refuge for his people, a stronghold for the people of Israel. God will be a refuge when there is calamities around the people, his people will be threat. God will be a refuge for his people. God will be a refuge for us. We need also to be a refuge and shelter and shield to protect our children. How we protect our children? In the book of Genesis, there is a nice story, a real story. Book of Genesis, chapter 5, And let us read this story. Verse 21 to verse 24. Speak about Enoch. When Enoch had lived 65 years, he became the father of Methuselah. And after he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Enoch lived 365 years. Enoch walked with God. Then he was no more because God took him away. The very beautiful things here, that after Enoch, he got Methuselah. The Bible say after he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked with God. As if Methuselah was a trigger factor for him to commit his way fully to the Lord. You know, when we don't have children, we are less responsibility we have. Somebody who have no family and no children, he is a person with less responsibilities. So he live it in the way he like, he take decision the way that he like, but after he get family and children, he will humble down because he know that he cannot do what he like. He need to really walk very carefully so that he can manage his family and his children. When you get children, you have more responsibility. You have to raise them in the fear of the Lord. How you will raise them in the fear of the Lord? You yourself, you must walk with God. Most likely, when Enoch got Methuselah, he felt the burden that God had given him a son, and he needed to walk faithfully with the Lord so that his son will learn from him. The father will be a good example for his son. And that is a good teaching for us. How we can teach our children? How you can tell to your son, don't drink alcohol if you are drinking? How you can tell him don't smoke if you smoke? How you can tell him don't go with the girls, but you still look on girls? How you can tell him don't speak bad, but you are still speaking filthy language? You yourself need to walk with God so that your son will walk with the Lord. Our children is a good reason for us to walk faithfully with the Lord, to be in self-control, so our children, they will learn from us, and we will be a shelter to them. I encourage you to walk faithfully, to seek the Lord in your life, so that your children will get the blessing of that decision of yours today. In doing so, you are protecting them, you are sheltering them from the worldly things and from the sinful acts of the world that you are living in. This is one of the important ways how to protect our children. When we discipline ourselves and start to follow God faithfully. We pray in the Lord's Prayer. Lead us not into temptation, But deliver us from the evil one. That does not mean we are telling the Lord, Lord, we are going to do wrong things, but you don't allow us or protect us from the evil one. What we are saying here to the Lord, Lord, we might not be aware of the harms and the dangers or the tactics and the schemes of the devil. But Lord, you are all knowing and you know everything. If there is something hidden from us, you deliver us from such things. Don't allow us to move into that direction. Don't allow us to move in such a way that we are not aware there is a danger. You deliver us from the evil one. We are praying to God the Father, and we are His children. Through the blood of Jesus, we are the children of God. In the same way, as God the Father is watching over us and delivering us from the evil one, we need to do the same with our children. Our children, they are not aware of many dangers of the thing, of the walls that is around them. There are many dangers, and we are responsible to filter the atmosphere of the home, the atmosphere of their life, until they are growing, mature, young, adult, fully aware of the things around them, and they are able to protect themselves. Our children, not only they are not aware of the dangers, but they are also unable to protect themselves fully. They need our help for that reason. In the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2 and verse 22, Paul said to Timothy, flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. It is not enough to stop sin, but to move away from temptation. Now somebody was drinking before, now he repented and he is controlling himself. But better not to go to a bar or sit with people who drink, because he might be tempted to do it again, because that's what he said, flee the evil desires of youth. What you were doing before and you get delivered, don't go nearby, but flee away and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Go along right people, pure people, righteous people, people who have faith and love and peace, and who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Those who are pure, go with them away from any temptation. The same here. We need to protect our children, not to bring temptation or hazards or threats in their life. Suppose it is cold weather. Will you allow your child to go outside and stay in the cold area, cold weather, and it is raining, and then he may get chest infection and pneumonia? Will you not protect him and shelter him in the house? Will not allow him to go? The same way. The same way we shelter our children. We protect them from friends, threats of TV programs, other hazardous things that they are not aware of. God call us to protect them. In the book of Romans chapter 13 and verse 13 and 14, Paul say, let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and made not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. In verse 13 he said, don't do this and that. In verse 14 he say, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh. We should not provide, think for our flesh to be tempted to do sin and wrong things. Certain time we are not putting, not making at the right home atmosphere for the child to know the right way of the Lord. We are responsible to check what is in our house, what kind of programs we are watching, what kind of people we are receiving, what kind of talk we are speaking. This all can be a provision for the flesh of our children to do wrong things, to be tempted, and we are the reason for them to be tempted and to do wrong things. We should not provide for them, for their flesh, the material or the atmosphere that will tempt them and bring them into sin. We have really to protect and shelter our children. In the book of Exodus, speak about a family who protect their child. We will read from verse 1 onward, Exodus chapter 2. Now a man of the house of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. At that time Pharaoh had made a decree that every boy that is born must be thrown into the Nile, but let every girl live, because he was afraid from the Jews. They are multiplying with the large numbers, so he was afraid of them. So he makes this decree that every newborn son, it have to be thrown into the Nile River. But this family, this husband and wife, those Levites, those workers, those who carry the work of God, when they saw the child, when she saw the child, that he was a fine child, that was Moses, she hid the child. For 3 months, the mother was doing her best that no one will know there is a child. She protected her life, his life. She sheltered the child. In verse 3, but when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. Now here, when she cannot do anymore, she cannot hide him. She did all her best. She did not throw the child in the river. She brought a papyrus basket, and she knew that the basket will be soaked with water, and then after that will be drawn with the child. So what she did, still the child can live still more hours or more days. She put tar and pitch inside, outside, so the water will not come in, to protect the child, so that he may live a longer period of time, as much as she is possible, as much as she is able to do that. In verse 4, his sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. Now here the whole family is involved. Even the other girl, his sister, is involved with the parents to protect the child. So here the atmosphere of the house is doing their best to shield and to shelter the child from Pharaoh, from Satan, who try to take the life of the child. And that child was Moses. He is the future leader. And my child and your child is the future leader of the people of God. And we need to do our best to protect him, to protect her, to protect them, so that God's truth and God's plan will prevail in their life, and they will be a blessing to others in the future. When we do our best, God will do the rest for us. In verse 5, then Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bath, and her attendants were walking along the river bank. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her slave girl to get it. She opened it and saw the baby. He was crying, and she felt sorry for him. "This is one of the Hebrew babies," she said. Then his sister asked Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?" "Yes, go," she answered, and the girl went and got the baby's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this baby and nurse him for me, and I will pay you." So the woman took the baby and nursed him. When the child grew old, she took him to Pharaoh's daughters, and he became her son. She named him Moses, saying, "I draw him out of the water." Now this child, who would believe that he would live? But the true faith of the parents and the true faith of the whole family worked out with the Lord, that this child will be drawn out from the water, Moses. In the same way, there is so much temptation in the world around our children. TVs, friends, media, cinemas, Facebooks, internet, all these are temptation. And if you put it all in your mind, you will say, "How my children will be protected from all these dangers." It's like a water, you know, like a water that is cannot be stopped. It will soak the basket and it will penetrate. But let us do our best. Let us do our part. You see, here this parent, what they did? They hid him, and then they put him in a basket, but they caught the basket from inside and outside by pitch and tar. And they were watching, the sister was watching over Moses, her brother. This girl was Miriam, the sister was Miriam. She was watching Moses, and God did miracle. We know that the Lord will protect our children, but we need to do our part for the Lord and for them. That is our commitment to God. When He give us families, He give us family, He give us children, that is our commitment to Him, to protect them from the danger that's around them. Who would believe that Pharaoh's daughter will be the one that God will use to save this child's life? God can change the situations. God can change the heart of the people. God can remove the threats. But the message here today, do we need to do our part? Yes. Do we need to protect and shelter and watch over our children? Yes, we need to do that. And God make all things possible later on. As we saw here in Moses' life, finally his mother was brought in the picture and she took care of him, and she received also financial support for her breastfeeding. God make a way. God make a way that the mother will finally take care of her child until he is old. And he is old, he understands everything, and he can face the world, was brought to Pharaoh's daughter. The same here, our children. We need to protect them from the world. We need to protect them from Satan. We need to protect them from people who would harm them. God give our children to us. If you see your child moving and there's a hole in the ground, you will not run and pull him away. Yes, because physically he will be harmed. How about his soul and his spirit? When they will be in danger, are you not going to do your part to protect your child? God really wants us to do our part of raising our children in the way that God wants them to be. In Matthew chapter 18, and let us read verse 6 onward. But if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a large millstone hung around his neck and to be drawn in the depths of the sea. But you say here, the Lord, those little ones, is speaking about the new believer, the new disciples, that we should not cause them to sin. We should not be a stumbling block for them to go away from the Lord. Who are our disciples? Who are our first disciples? Our children. They are the little ones who believe in the Lord. They are the disciples of the Lord. And we need to protect them from temptation and evil desires and evil atmosphere that is around us and around them. In verse 7, why to the world because of the things that causes people to sin? Such things must come, but woe to the man through whom they come. As you see here, the thing that cause people to sin, it will come. But woe to the man through whom things will come. We should not be the reason and the source of temptation and hazard for our children. The decision that our children will take in the future, it depends on the influences that we allow to enter their lives today. The places they go, the people they meet, the thing they hear and they see, it will have a great influence on them to make their decision today and in the future. What we allow our children to expose on today will be having a great influence on their decision, whether now or in the future. We must emphasize on important thing that our children, they don't have the ability to fully discern the dangers that they are exposed to. Second, even if they are discerning the danger, they are not able to protect themselves, and even they are not able to filter that danger out and take it away. We must be understanding that our children, they don't have the same ability of us to discern, to filter out the danger, and to protect themselves. We need to do all that for them. In verse 8 and 9, Matthew 18, verse 8 and 9, if your hand or your foot causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life maimed or crippled than to have two hands or two feet and be thrown into eternal fire. And if your eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into the fire of hell. There are things that it can be done by the hand and by the feet and by the eyes and cause the person to sin. The Lord, you say here, better you enter with one eye, better than to have two eyes and be thrown into the eternal fire. Better to have one feet or one hand than to have both and you end up in hell. What he mean here, there should be no way that this eye and feet and hands can be used for sinning. Because in sin there is death. He say, if your hand or feet causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. The word cut it off and throw it away, there are things that we need to cut it off. Cut off and throw away. Things need to be cut it off and things need to be thrown away from the life of our children, from the atmosphere of the home, from the rooms that they are living. We need to cut it off. And also in verse 9, if your eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. There are things also need to be gouged out completely, uprooted and thrown away. That is how to protect and to shelter our children. There are things need to be cut off things need to be gouged out, and things need to be thrown away. The first thing that we will handle in this message, that we need to pluck it out or cut it off and throw it away, is the influence of the peer, the influence of other children to the life of our children. In Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 15, say, folly is bound up in the heart of a child, but the rod of discipline will drive it far from him. The common saying of the people is this: children must be with the children. They must play with the children. They must run with the children. They must love with the children. They must spend time with the children. But here, where we found foolishness is present. Folly is bound up in the heart of a child. In the heart of every child there is a foolishness. Not only foolishness, he says, is bound up. Something that is stigmata to the child. Something that the children well know is foolishness. Is something they have evil inside them. The sinful nature. Our children, they are non-innocent, but they are non-accountable. Every child is non-innocent, but God is not calling him to be accountable, because he is not yet mature and able to control himself. Until they are mature and able to control themselves, God had given the children to us. God had given your children to you. God has given my children to me to care for them and to protect them and to discipline them in the way of the Lord. When he say here foolishness is, folly is born in the heart of the child. When my child, I leave him alone without supervision and go and play with other children, while he's playing, there's no supervision from somebody who know God and walk in the way of God. My child have foolishness, and the other children also have foolishness. He will teach them the foolishness that they don't know, and they will teach him also the foolishness that he does not know. So they will exchange their naughtiness. They will teach each other what are the naughty things that the other does not know. And that's here the danger of sending the children to public schools and sending them to a public kindergarten without being supervised with a godly supervisors. The one who should supervise is the parents. I can allow my child to play with the children if he is under my supervision, or at least if I am not there, somebody who is there for a short period of time. But I am sure of that person, that he will watch over my child and other children, and he will not allow them to go on alone and exchange naughtiness. And that person should be fit to discipline. He is fit in disciplining the children, using even a stick when a child going the wrong way. Now, the Bible tell us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 33, do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. Come back to your senses as you ought, and stop sinning, for there are some who are ignorant of God. I say this to your shame. What he say here? Bad company corrupts good character. You know, for every child there are the good things, but also there are naughtiness in his life. There are also bad things. Now, if my child will go and play with other children, he will teach them his naughtiness, and they will teach him his naughtiness. I allow my child to play with the children when he is under my supervision or under the supervision of his mother, or for a short period of time under a supervision of some other parents who are watching my child playing with their children, but for a short period of time. And those parents, sure, they should be like me, in knowing God, knowing His word, and willing to discipline the children when it is needed, even by using a rod. Otherwise, if you will keep our children intermingled with other children without control of ourselves as parents, then sure, they will learn bad things, and they will teach other children also bad things. I am not speaking this to protect my child from other children, but also to protect other children from my child, because my child is still not yet fully delivered from the naughtiness. The Proverb 22 verse 15 say, "Folly is bound up in the heart of the child." Still there are areas in the life of my child or the life of my children, still there is foolishness, and I still need to do and to use the rod of discipline to drive it out from them. Proverb chapter 13 verse 20 say, he who walks with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm. Now, when we allow our children to go to public schools, and the whole day they are with the children, 5 days per week, 6 hours per day, or 8 hours per day. Now, according to this, they will not be wise, but they will be companion of fools, and that's why many children, they will learn a lot of naughtiness, pornographies, smoking, drinking, immoralities, cheating, filthy language, filthy jokes. From where? From their companion in the school. Think about the message. Think about it very well. And I pray the message that you hear just now and the rest of the messages that we speak about the threats that we need as a parents to protect our children from will motivate you to walk with God as Enoch walk with God, to protect your child as the parents of Moses protect that child. If you are willing, God will make a way for you and for him to be protected and to be delivered. God has a good plan for your children, and he had given you authority over them, and he had provided for you as he provided for Moses and his parents when they were not willing to give up and to surrender to the will of devil and Pharaoh to throw the child. God make a way for them. Even she received a financial support in order to feed and to breastfeed her child. The same for you. If you obey today the word of God, and if you take carefully the message and take full responsibility to shelter and protect your child, God will bless you abundantly, and he will reward you for your endeavor to do your best for your children. There are things you need to cut off, to throw away, and to pluck out, and to gouge out from the life of your children and the atmosphere of your house. Kneel down with me and let us together commit our ways to the Lord. As he gives us children, let us promise him that from this day on that we will do our best to protect them and make them grow up in the right spiritual atmosphere. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your word. Lord, I pray, I commit myself to you, Lord. I will do my best, O God, to protect the children that you gave me, O God, so that they will be shielded from the threats until they are aware of all that harms and until they are mature and able to protect themselves. Lord, give me strength and perseverance and give me patience to do that and reward me as I commit my ways unto your hand. Lord, I pray you strengthen each and every parent, each and every brother and sister who is willing to protect his child and raise him in your ways. Provide for them. And Lord, help them not to be intimidated with the world and the people around them. Lord, let your word bring glory and honor. Take this message and make it reach your people who are willing to listen to your word. Bless us, Lord. Enlarge our territory. Let your hands be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all in Jesus' name. Amen. And I mean.